Before the sniper attacks, the current Congress had spent almost no time on gun control legislation. This week, however, that changed. In a unanimous voice vote in the House, both gun rights enthusiasts and gun control advocates supported a bill to improve the information that states provide authorities doing background checks on gun buyers. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, lawmakers remain deeply divided on another proposal, creating a national database of the unique markings that gun barrels engrave on fired bullets.
The gun control bill the House approved had been ready for a vote since July. Maryland Republican Connie Morella, a moderate who co-sponsored the legislation, said today it had been languishing as the House neared adjournment, but then the sniper attacks began. Suddenly, she said, the GOP House leaders who normally oppose gun legislation agreed to schedule a vote on the bill.
They all live in the region, so they are taking their kids to school in the morning, too. They're concerned about what's happening at Home Depot and the gas stations. So I think that probably was part of the climate that surrounded it.
Even Michigan Democrat John Dingell, a longtime member of the National Rifle Association, applauded the House vote.
This will take a long step forward. There's more to be done, and we will begin working on that at the appropriate time.
One thing gun control advocates say needs to be done is for Congress to establish a nationwide database of ballistics fingerprints, the markings left by gun barrels on hard bullet casings. Such a database, they say, is what authorities investigating the sniper shootings need to match the bullets to a specific weapon. But Dingell says there's a good reason to be wary of such a database.
And that is the sheer volume of compelling some 50 or 100 million Americans to come forward with firearms to be fingerprinted, and then how you're going to enforce it and the cost and whether all this will be worth the resources that you're going to throw in it in the interests of law enforcement.
Other lawmakers sharply disagree.
I think it's clear that a national ballistics fingerprint would help law enforcement.
Senator Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, is co-sponsor of a bill that would expand the existing federal program. For the last 9 years, it's kept a ballistics database on only handguns and rifles that are used in crimes. It's barred from keeping records on guns that are legally owned and used. Under Schumer's bill, ballistics data would be gathered on all new guns, whether they're made in the U.S. or imported. The bill stipulates the information could only be used to investigate crimes and not to keep track of gun owners.
We fingerprint individuals, and it doesn't interfere with individuals' freedoms unless they commit a crime. Well, a national ballistic fingerprint is the same. It will only, in my judgment, go after the criminals. In some cases, it'll work. In some cases, it won't. But in many cases, it'll help law enforcement solve the problem.
Shortly before yesterday's vote in the House, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said new laws won't stop people from committing depraved crimes. Today, though, he softened that line and confirmed that President Bush had ordered the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to do a study on establishing a ballistics database.
The president wants this issue explored, and to that end, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has been meeting and met yesterday afternoon with White House staff to start to discuss the various issues, the technical issues or feasibility issues, the pros and cons about how this could possibly made to be effective, whether it could work or whether it would not be able to work.
But critics note that the ATF already did such a study 5 months ago. It concluded that in, quote, the overwhelming majority of cases, ballistics markings provided useful evidence. New York Schumer says a ballistics database bill might make it through Congress right now.
Only if the White House were to get behind it, and I would hope they would, but so far, you know, they have not.
The president has set no deadline for the ATF to complete its new study. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.